Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. If you were here with us last week, you know that we were talking about pursuing your destiny, and I want each and every one of you, beloved, to understand and know that God has a call on your life, that God cares about you, that He created you for a purpose that is exclusive to you, for your talents, your abilities, your attributes, your creative attributes. And God has a purpose and a calling on your life, and He has a destiny on your life. And when you walk into that calling, when you walk into that purpose that He has created for you, you are going to be the most fulfilled. You are going to be abiding with the Lord, and you are going to be the most fulfilled of any walk that you can walk here on this earth. When you're serving the Lord, you are going to receive the blessings that He has for you. You're going to receive that 30, 60, and a hundredfold blessing. And so as you lay down things that are important to you, as you lay aside things that come from your will and your desire and your selfish motives, and you pick up those things that God puts in your heart and He puts in your life and He puts in your mind, then you are truly picking up your cross and carrying it daily. And that is what Jesus said to His disciples in Matthew 16:24. You can look that up in your Bible, the first scripture, Matthew 16:24. Then Jesus said to His disciples, "If anyone wishes to come after Me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow Me. For whoever wishes to save his life shall lose it, but whoever loses his life for My sake shall find it." And so as you pick up those things, pick up your cross and carry it daily, it just means that you're walking out in faith in the will of God in your life, that you're walking out and you're picking up the cross of Jesus. You're following in the path of Jesus, which is to do the will of the Father. And so many of you maybe have done many things out of faith. Many of you have been walking with the Lord for many years, and you've had a great faith walk. Maybe you've been on mission trips. Maybe you've been active in the church. And if you have not started your walk yet, if you've never accepted Jesus, you need to do that today. You can't pick up your cross, you can't walk with your cross until you first bend over and get it off the ground. You've got to pick it up and go with it. And so that all starts with a believing faith, a repenting belief in Jesus Christ. And you repent of your sins. Jesus said, "All those who call upon the name of Me shall be saved." And when you repent of your sins, you turn from your wicked ways, you ask the Lord to forgive you, and then God is faithful and true to forgive you, and He will lead you then into your faith walk. He will lead you into your destiny and into your calling in the kingdom of God. Well, 1 Thessalonians 5:24 is scripture that we looked at last week. Paul tells the Thessalonican church, he said, "Faithful is He who calls you, and He will see it come to pass." And so when God gives a calling on your life, when He starts to show you what it is that He wants you to do in your life, when He starts to show you those works that He wants you to do, then you step forward in those works. You step forward and you start to move forward in the calling and in the destiny that God has for you. Ephesians 2:10, "For we are His workmanship, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." And so when you're doing the works of the kingdom, when you're moving forward in your destiny, you're going to be doing works for the kingdom. You're going to be feeding the hungry. You're going to be giving water to those that are thirsty. You're going to be putting clothes on those that have no clothing. You're going to be visiting the sick in the hospitals and in their homes. You're going to be visiting those in the prisons, and you're going to be taking in the alien among you. And so as you do those things, then you're starting to see how the kingdom of God operates, and you're starting to walk in your kingdom calling. You're starting to walk in those good works that God tells us He prepared beforehand for us that we should walk in those good works. Well, after you have asked the Lord for direction, after you have spoken to the Lord and say, "Lord, reveal Your destiny to me." Maybe some of you don't know what your destiny is. Maybe some of you have never ventured into this territory in your life. You've been all about yourself. You've all been all about your own job, your own work, your own farm, whatever you've been a workaholic maybe, or even running from the Lord, you know, in drugs or alcohol or some other type of errant behavior, when you start to ask the Lord to reveal His calling for you, reveal His perfect destiny for you, He will be faithful and true then to reveal that to you. I spoke last week about the ways that God speaks to us. First of all, through the written word. Psalm 119:105, Thy word is a lamp unto thy feet and a light unto thy path. And so when you get in the Word of God, when you pick up that Bible and you start to read it, and you make a daily discipline out of reading God's Word, when you make a daily practice out of reading God's Word, let me tell you, brother and sister, it will transform your life. When I started reading God's Word with a serious attitude, with diligence, about 20, 25 years ago, it just transformed my life. And I had read it a lot when I was a youngster, when I was a young man. I was a born-again believer when I was 9 years old. But I walked away from the Lord, I turned away from the Lord and became a rebel and became a backslider. But when you pick up God's Word, and if you don't know anything about the Bible, I would suggest you just start reading in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's the stories of the life of Jesus, the parables and the stories of the life of Jesus. They're very easy to understand, they're very easy to comprehend, and so if you start reading God's Word, start in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, maybe go to the Psalms, maybe go to Proverbs, the book of Acts, the book of Romans. Those kinds of books are very simple to understand, and when you read God's Word, it will transform your life, and you will know just from reading His Word what His will for your life is, what His calling on you, because God will start to speak to you through His Word. God will start to speak to you, and the Holy Spirit will start to convict you of things that you're doing that have no kingdom consequence or no kingdom lasting value. And so God will start to speak to you through His Word, and He'll convict you of some of the things that you're doing that is not worth your time to do. And He'll lead you into paths of righteousness. He'll lead you into ways that you can be of more value to the kingdom of God. Secondly, He speaks to you through the Holy Spirit. In John 16:13, it says, when the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth, for He will not speak on His own initiative, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will disclose to you what is to come. And Jesus is telling the disciples, wait for that which has been promised to you. Wait for the Holy Spirit to come, and He will speak what He hears from Me, Jesus says. Verse 15, all things which the Father has are Mine. Therefore I say that He takes, that the Holy Spirit takes of Mine, and He will disclose it to you. And so the Holy Spirit speaks to us, and so that's how we can know our destiny and our calling, as the Holy Spirit starts to speak to us through the still small voice, primarily, the still small voice of the Holy Spirit. A third way is through that God speaks to us is through dreams and visions. And Joel 2:28, the prophecy that came from Joel, when I pour out My Spirit on all mankind, your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. And even your maidservants and your manservants shall prophesy in that day. And so when God speaks to you through dreams and visions, it's usually very detailed, it's very precise. You see in the spirit realm what is coming in the future, or you can see in the spirit realm what He wants you to do right now. Many times God has spoken to me in dreams and visions. I have been zealous for the Lord, and when I get into a place where I need more direction from God, I pray, and the Lord nearly always gives me a dream that gives me direction and gives me detail and gives me more information about my calling, information about the destiny. I remember the first time when I went to Africa, I had been led into that situation by a dream that the Lord gave me about 6 months or maybe a year before, where I was standing on a platform in a dream, and I was preaching to thousands of African people. I was holding my Bible in my right hand, and in my left hand I was holding a bag that had written on the front of it, Revelation 22, a new heaven, new earth. And so this bag was filled with ear corn, big ears of corn, 12, 15 inches long. And then behind me on the platform was a big grain bin that held about 2,000 bushel, and it was packed to the top with ear corn. And the Lord was showing me, I'm going to be your provision. You're going to be speaking to African people. You're going to be standing on a platform preaching to African people. And the Lord says, I'm going to be your provision. I will be the sword of the Spirit. That's the Bible. And I will also be your earthly provision to get you over there, to pay for the trips, to pay for the crusades. And so God revealed to me that this was coming in my future. And so when I got a call from a brother evangelist, a friend of mine in Florida, he said, Jim, we're going to Kenya and we need some preachers. There's a big worship band from Vancouver, Washington that is going to Kenya. They need some preachers to go with them. I was already prepared in my spirit because I had been praying into that dream, and so I knew that this is what God's will for me was. Well, at that point, I had a choice to make, and each one of us has a choice to make when God presents you with an opening, an open door, to move forward into your calling, to move forward into the kingdom. You have an open door, but you have a choice to make. You have a decision to make. And if you want to move forward and you want to abide and walk with the Lord, if you want to pick up your cross and carry it, then at that point you have to say yes to what the Lord has for you to do. Well, the fourth way that the Lord speaks to us is through the audible voice of God. There's been a few times in my life when God has spoken to me in an audible voice. I remember a couple of times in the night He spoke to me and spoke scripture to me with an audible voice, and I woke up and I sat up, and this may happen to you as well. Sometimes God just whispers in your ear or shouts in your ear if He really wants to get your attention. The fifth way that He speaks to us is through the prophetic word of man. Sometimes you are in a church service or a spirit-filled service where prophecy comes down, or God may even lead you to the presence of a prophet, someone who carries that mantle of prophet, and they will prophesy over you. 1 Corinthians 14:3, one who prophesies speaks to men for edification, consolation, and exhortation. And so when prophets speak over you, you can be built up, you can be edified and consoled and exhorted. A sixth way that God speaks to us is through angels. And sometimes God will send an angel. Some of you may have had this experience already where you have seen into the spirit realm. God has opened your eyes to see into the spirit realm, and you've had angels speak to you, or you've spoken to angels. And then seventh way that God speaks to us is through all creation. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And so everything in God's creation speaks. Romans 1:20 says that we have enough information from creation to worship God. We have enough understanding and knowledge of God just from seeing His creation and hearing the wind in the trees and the wind blow through the prairie, that we have enough information from God to worship Him, and therefore we are of no excuse. We have no excuse not to worship God because He gives us enough information about Himself in His creation. And Jesus said in Luke 19:30, and Jesus answered and said, I tell you, if these disciples of mine become silent, the stones will cry out. And so Jesus declared that His creation will speak. And God even spoke through a donkey one time, one of His creations. And so He can speak in any way that He chooses through His creation. Well, once we hear from the Lord, then we have to step out in faith. Then comes that faith walk. Hebrews 11:6 says, for without faith it is impossible to please God. For those that come to Him must know that He is, and He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. And so as we step out in faith, as we ponder the situation, the circumstance that God has opened the door for, as we look at the future, we're maybe standing at a crossroads or maybe a Y or a fork in the road, we know that when we step out, it's going to require some of your faith. It's going to require that you leave your comfort zone, the status quo, the safe territory, and step out into territory that is unfamiliar to you, and maybe even from the natural point of view, a little bit dangerous or a little bit uncomfortable. And so when you step out in faith, you are pleasing the Lord. You're using that measure of faith that He has given you so that you can walk in these works. Habakkuk 2:1, I will stand on my guard post and station myself on the rampart, and I will keep watch to see what the Lord will speak to me and how I may reply when I am reproved. Then the Lord answered me and said, record the vision and inscribe it on tablets, that the one who reads it may run. For the vision is for the appointed time. It hastens toward the goal, and it will not fail. Though it tarries, wait for it, for it will certainly come, it will not delay. Behold, as for the proud one, his soul is not right within him, but the righteous will live by his faith. And so Habakkuk says that the righteous shall live by his faith, that he will wait for the vision, that he will wait for what God has for him, even though it tarries. And many times we're waiting and we're waiting and we're waiting, and sometimes we get very impatient waiting on the Lord. But understand this, brothers and sisters, the Lord, when you're waiting on Him, He wants you to serve Him. He wants you to wait on Him as you would be a waiter in a fine restaurant. He wants you to serve Him, to be in prayer, to be in study, and just to acknowledge Him and thank Him for everything that you do. And when you wait on the Lord, then God says the vision will come, even if it tarries, and then you let your pride go and you answer that call, you answer that vision. And as you do that, then the righteous shall live by their faith. And when you get in the habit of living by your faith, let me tell you, the Lord will take you into some of the most exciting things you have ever accomplished or ever thought about in your life. Some of the things that I've seen and done in Africa, I can't even explain in words. They're just so exciting, and it's so fulfilling. And it was a faith walk going over there. And it's a faith walk every time I go, even though I've been there several times now. It's a faith walk starting up the Haven House. It's a faith walk going into the prison each and every week, and especially the first few times going in there and speaking the word and preaching the word to those men. And so God will call you to a faith walk. He will call you to a life of righteousness, of living by your faith. And that is the most exciting place you can be. Well, James 2:14, it says, what use is it, brethren, if a man says he has faith, but he has no works? Can that faith save him? And verse 17, even so, faith, if it has no works, is dead, being by itself. And verse 20, but are you willing to recognize, you foolish fellow, that faith without works is useless? Well, if you have faith, but you don't put it into works, James says your faith is dead. You basically are not showing by your works that you have any faith. And James says, if you see my works, you see my faith. And if you don't see any works, then you have to question whether a person has any faith. And so if you're in a place out there today where you don't have any works, where you've never done anything for the kingdom and you've never moved forward into your calling, I just ask you to get on your knees today and pray and ask the Lord to show you what kingdom works. It may be just taking a hot meal down to somebody in your neighborhood that's sick, or somebody that's had a divorce or a broken relationship, or maybe going to visit somebody in a hospital. It may be signing up for a mission trip. It may be writing out a big check if you're too infirm or weak to get out and do things physically. Maybe you've got money that you can write out a check to a missionary, or you can write out a check to build that orphanage over in Kenya. And if you step out in faith and show by your works the faith that you have, then God says that you will please Him and He will reward those who diligently seek Him. Well, our faith walk starts with saying, Jesus, I want you to be my Lord. I want you to be my Savior. I want to commit my life to you. Get down on your knees today and do business with the Lord. Get down on your knees and thank Him and cry out to Him if you don't know Him, and He will be faithful and true to see that you, first of all, that you're saved, followed up with Christian immersion baptism, and then secondly, He will start to reveal to you your destiny, and that as you walk in the works that He has for you, God will just start to bless you and add more and more to you. He'll open up bigger doors for you as you're faithful in the small things. He will open up even bigger doors for you, and you will then have that kingdom walk that God so wants you to have, and you'll have that joy that is unspeakable and that peace that passes all understanding. Well, thank you for listening today. We'll take up part three of this next week. And so I thank you again for listening today. God bless you. Have a great week.